This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Ken, we're mocking the Connecticut Sun. Guess what? They're down.
Mm-hmm.
Whalen in 30. Two quick political items before we get to Governor Walz. Kamala was given two chances yesterday. What will you do different if you're president than Joe Biden? Couldn't come up with anything, either one. And I mean, one texter was all mad at me when she said she might be willing to add a Republican. We hear this every time we get within a month or two before the election, no matter if it's a Republican or Democrat. I will consider hiring someone from the other team. It occasionally happens, right? Barack Obama, Chuck Hagel, and Robert Gates. That's, you got to have a bet. If she's Mrs. Agent for the Change, and then anybody who is an elected official, or let alone a former president, who is continuing to lie about FEMA and what they're doing and running out of money and lying about it going to immigrants and sending lies to people who desperately need help now, Dave, because of Helene, or are worried about what might happen because of Milton, you're disgusting. How low are you? Because these are just lies about FEMA. Just flat out lies. Not shocked, but zero shame. When you're going to take people's lives who in some ways will never, ever be the same and lie about what FEMA is and isn't doing for them.
Prefer to call it misinformation, Chad. Okay. Softens it a little bit.
Gross. That's what it is.
Yes. Outright lies. There should be condemnation 100% across the board.
100%. There's plenty of reasons Donald Trump can use to try to defeat Kamala Harris, but let's just lie about FEMA and all that stuff. When, by the way, there's multiple reports from people within his administration where he would hold money back from California until they showed him there were voters in those districts. Think about that. Tim Walz is speaking at a fundraiser yesterday. In the middle of an election, which is decided by the Electoral College, unless something really dramatic changes. That'd be a hell of a change right now, 27 days out. And he says, I think all of us know the Electoral College needs to go. Now, he's at a fundraiser, so he's surrounded by people who are on his team. It doesn't take a lot of courage to say we should get rid of the Electoral College and go to the popular vote, considering what's happened the last few elections with the popular vote. Hillary winning it, but losing the Electoral College, which was what Donald Trump should try to do. They weren't playing for popular vote, Dave. They were playing for the Electoral College. Donald Trump knew it. Hillary knew it, and she lost. Donald Trump, when he says, I don't believe how many votes Joe got, and I got 74 million, guess what? Joe Biden ended up with the same number of votes with the Electoral College. I I understand some of our history with the Electoral College is of race and slavery and southern states and three-fifths of a slave and trying to use that for power. I mean, think of our country again. Three-fifths of a human being. How horrendous is that? I get how most of our elections, Dave, are what? Just purely most votes. We have ranked choice voting, which some people like. I am certainly one who has called for people to vote for third, fourth, and fifth options. Don't want to be dominated by the two parties. But if we get to an electoral college, let's just deal with the reality of right now. If you are the Democrat, in this case, Kamala Harris, why would you ever leave New York or California? Wouldn't you just go fly back and forth and just run up your numbers in New York and California, where Democrats are dominating right now, where you have those population centers and you wouldn't end up bypassing states? Now, come back to that. Might be that over the last few elections, how many states really have been in the mix? We all of a sudden were in 16, but I don't think people realize that. It's the ones that are listed all the time. It's Wisconsin. It's Michigan. It's Pennsylvania. It's North Carolina. It's Georgia. Arizona. New Mexico. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
You might get the, you know, Nebraska and Maine. They don't do it.
They split the electoral votes.
Yeah. They split it through the congressional districts. That might be the way I would go. Because I just think if the Electoral College is thrown out, and I get, hey, why do we do it this way when every other election is this way? I get the philosophical exchange. But are you with me if, and populations change all the time. This other nonsense, too, if that Harris Walls win this last election we're ever going to have. Okay. Are you that big of a sucker? I mean, how dumb do they think you are when they say that? Seriously, text me. You really think this is it? If she wins, we're never going to have an election again?
Queen Harris.
That's it.
I think so.
That's it. I mean, the one guy who said he wants to run forever. It's kind of ironic. He thinks this, right? But if you're the Democrat, if we get rid of the Electoral College, aren't you just going to basically, here's my location, Midtown Manhattan, here's my location, L.A., and I'm just going to fly around the parts of the state where it's Democratic-driven because I got millions and millions of people to get to. And if I go to other states, I don't have as many votes.
You might probably see the conservatives do that too. They know they've got the breadbasket of the country completely sewn up. So let's take a couple bites out of the big population centers. And
see, I don't think – you know what I think they do? I think they do the same thing with their states. I think, you know – they go to Texas, they go to Florida and just stay there and go to their states, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Nebraska. And instead of just winning it where they don't even go there anymore because they just chalk it up as a W, they would be based there. I think the swing states would become less relevant and that gives me pause. What if we did it where each congressional district was one? So Minnesota with the 10 now, right? It would actually be 8. So you get rid of the 2 senators.
Yeah.
And so we have 8 congressional districts. And so now here you might say, listen, we're probably down to 1 swing district. Angie Craig, and some people are saying that's not even a swing district anymore. Would you like that idea potentially? Because I've read stories about that where that intrigues me a little bit.
I'd like that more. I think it makes it a little fair just to take away the automatic 2 senators from everybody. That does affect the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'd also like more states to be Maine, Nebraska. Like, I think that's a more fair way to do it. If one candidate gets 60% of the vote or, 70% of the vote, where it is, they don't get every single one of the electoral votes. They get the percentage of, if you have 10, okay, well, then you get 6. The other person gets 4 or 7 and 3.
Yeah, that's another way, right? That's one way. Okay, let's do this. Let's pause, give people plenty of time here. 651-461-9226. Status quo is Electoral College. Is it just going to be as simple as this? If you're a Democrat, you want status quo. If you're a Republican, you want to change. Do you like that idea that if, let's say, Trump wins a state proportionally and you'll raise it up, he wins at 58-42, we get 6, Harris gets 40, like that. Or do you like the Electoral College idea, which I like? So California, New York, and then some of the automatics in the red-leaning states, they're not just automatics. That maybe if you win California, I think it's 55 there, and so it's probably 53 when you eliminate the two senators. Well, it might be 39 for Harris and 14 for Trump. So there's a little more balance to these states. Which way you want to go? Tim Walz yesterday at a fundraiser with Democrats says, we all know we have to get rid of it. Yeah, I'm speaking to Democrats who would have won Gore, would have won Clinton. And it's happened a total of 5 times before. What do you think? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Among the texts here on, since Tim Walz wants to get rid of the Electoral College, and it's, what a shock, he wants to get rid of it because it'll benefit him and his party. The district method is a little better among your texts, but instead of swing states, you get swing districts. But you get a lot of them now. You get significantly more. My Electoral College plan, a lot of good texts coming in. My Electoral College plan would be a combination of the two systems. Each congressional district is awarded for the votes in that district, and the 2 extra Senate votes are awarded based on the total popular vote in the state. What do you think about that one? I like that.
So you said you split the districts.
Okay, so let's say Minnesota again.
Yeah.
8 districts, mm-hmm. Probably right now 4-4, and then popular vote, if it stays the way it has the last 50 years, Harris gets that.
So it ends up 6-4.
6-4.
That's okay. It's not bad. I think I might prefer just to get rid of the 2 Senate and just stick with the districts, but you could convince me.
Electoral College is stupid, obviously. This is a texter. So the fact that California has 2 senators for 40 million people, North, South Dakota, and all these other ones have 2 senators, it's unfair. It's minority rule. Want to chime in?
Well, first of all, the fact that you have 2 Dakotas is first problem. Make it 1 Dakota, and you cut the senators right in half.
Also, this is for you, Kaiser. We have way too many states northeast. Come on. Vermont, Rhode Island.
Which one would you take out first?
I just gave you 2.
Connecticut?
That can stay.
Really? You're a big Connecticut guy? Just that little square?
Well, we just kicked their butt, so I want to keep them around. Massachusetts, Connecticut, things stay. Come on, Vermont.
You could probably Vermont and New Hampshire, slap them together. You got yourself a state.
Vermont.
Maybe just call them West Maine.
Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island. Gone. One of the Dakotas. Gone. I think 46 is a better number.
You're swinging the axe.
Yes. This, we have standards here. We have standards here.
Might make the flag look weird.
And then it'll be the Somalian flag. Woke has convinced us with the Somalian. How about the folks who still won't show the flag because it's the Somalian flag?
That's right.
They changed the flag because Native Americans were offended. Things have changed. and nobody was going to agree 100% with a new flag. Listen, if you want it, keep your flag up. It's not going to faze me, but it wasn't some great mission from Somalia. Hot take. Lindsey Whalen, early next hour. Reminder, podcast this show. Chad Hartman Show. We have a new system. I think we've ironed out the kinks, so it's all available to you. Chad Hartman Show. Track it down right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.